Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Got a little motto, always sees me through. When you're good to mama, mama's good to you.
I turn to you like a flower leading toward the sun. I turn to you, 'cause you're the only one.
And when I fall down, I have to pick myself back.
This is Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. I'm Michelle Barber, and you're listening to Stand Up Straight, where we aim to provide a vehicle for the allied supporters to stand up for our GLBT&I community, to encourage and create greater inclusion, share stories, give advice, create dialogue, or introduce a new way of thinking, but most importantly, to facilitate change towards greater acceptance of our rainbow family in all its shapes and sizes. I don't do New Year's resolutions, but I'm going to one day get that right and read it and not read it. Thanks to Chris Cam and to Tristan and for providing a great afternoon's music and a giggle, as they always do, and to Milan for the news. So 2016, it's a new year. Stand Up Straight's going to take still bring you the same types of stories and interesting guests and fascinating guests and maybe a few tears and other bits and pieces along the way. But we're also going to try and focus on some other people that are at Joy and some programs that are on air at Joy, and try and bring a little bit of a broader cross-section of people to the airwaves here. So two of the people that you're going to be hearing tonight are currently on air and assist other shows or are on lots and lots of shows. Tonight I'm joined by Clayton.
Good evening.
Oh, very nice. And Big Bear Mark.
Good evening.
Good evening. And now we'll talk about what we're talking about tonight. We're going to talk about, it's kind of that summer feel. People are on holidays, they're taking vacations, and we're going to kind of talk about travel in a sense. But Mark, you do a couple of things here at Joy, don't you?
A few shows. Yeah. I obviously am a co-host of Brekkie Bears on a Monday morning from 6:30 to 9 a.m.
Early,
yes, very early on a Monday morning with the wonderful Luke the Wonder Cup. Yes. And on Thursday nights, about an hour after you leave the airways, correct, I come on with my Sloth of Bears, which is the
correct... Is that a correct term?
That is
it?
The correct... what's the plural? What's the group?
Everyone's looking at me because I'm a teacher.
You're our go-to.
It's a collective noun.
A collective noun, yes.
That's thank correct. You very much. It's the correct collective noun for a group of bears is a sloth.
Well, there you go.
So,
which are how many?
Four. We've got four presenters at the moment. We've got Bear Curious Dean, who's been Bear Curious for over a year now, by the way. He's still here, but he's still Bear Curious. We've got James, and we've got Cub Reporter. I don't know whether he's still the Cub Reporter or if he's, sorry, the Work Experience Boy, or he's moved up to Cub Reporter now. But we've got Robbie as well, who's just joined us recently as well.
It's really nice to have a team, I think, isn't it, Clayton?
Definitely. Yeah. It's great. We've got a nice little team as well.
We have Stephanie's MIA today. Yeah.
She had to work or something. I don't
did
know.
She?
Excuses, I know.
So, but just quickly on the team thing, it's been 2 years since The Woods has been on air.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's our birthday today, episode today. Yay. 2 years on air, which is kind of special.
It's huge. 2 years to be on air coming up with new and original ideas, and it's a commitment, you know.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't say every week's been new and original, but no, it's been an amazing journey, and anyone who is thinking about getting into radio, I would highly recommend it, and it's come along to Joy and do a course and get your story told.
Absolutely, and there's a multitude of stories, and I'm quite sure pockets of the community that need representation and need a voice. Mm. So it's really important to hear everyone. But congratulations, because 2 years is a long time to be doing anything in this day and age, and to be doing it well. And you've got a great following. It's a really fun show. There's sometimes I've heard things on your show that I don't know if I should have heard.
You've learned a few things from us, haven't you?
Yourself and Luke came and we learned a lot about the Bear community. It was fascinating.
And of course, you are the official
Mama Bear.
Mama Bear, that's right. Yeah. Mama Bear.
And Clayton, you guessed, and your panel as well for us here, well as co-hosting and sharing the desk here at Stand Up Straight. But you also do another show too.
I do Sci-Fi and Scream as a fairly regular. I'm supposed to be the TV expert. That's my.
You're supposed to be. You mean you're not confident that you?
Well,
are.
No. But my segment's called Claytox on the Box. So I have an intro and everything. So. You've never made me an intro.
Oh, judgy. No, we will work on that. 2016. Sure. I don't do New Year's resolutions, but as I said, I'm going to try and memorise my intro. I'm always scared I'm going to mess it up. That's actually why I don't do it. So we're going to take a break shortly. But did any of you, in keeping in with our travel theme, did you go away or have you gone away? Going to go away?
No.
No.
I'm not going away this holidays because I'm going away in April to see my new niece or nephew, and I think it's a nephew.
And where would that be?
That's in Japan. My brother and his wife are in Japan.
Yes.
So I'm taking my Japanese partner, who can translate for me.
And, that's handy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, built-in travel guide. It's great. And I think my mum's coming too. So.
Oh, how beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you think that at this time of year it's kind of nice to be in Melbourne? The weather's good, even though it's horrendously hot sometimes. But just that, take a step back. You can have your sleep-ins. You potter around. A lot of people are off. There's lots of, you know, post-Christmas things. You got New Year's. Do you think it's a nice time to be around in Melbourne?
Oh, it's always a nice time to be around in Melbourne,
though.
I love Melbourne, and it's but the weather here, like, I moved down from, I spent 7 years in Brisbane, and between December and March, it's disgusting up there. It's humid, and look, I love Brisbane for what it is, but summer was not the three quarters of the year that wasn't summer was amazing, but Christmas was not, it was not great up there.
This is actually my favourite time of year to travel overseas because it's much colder everywhere else. I hate that.
Yeah.
So this is actually when I travel the most, and also it's the longest break for teachers. So,
it is for you,
This year I'm saving it up to April.
Yeah. So. Oh, that'll be exciting. You'll have to do a phoner, Clayton, when you're over there.
Yeah.
So, guys out there, if you've had a fabulous travel story you want to share, or a mishap, or a horrendous story, or your favourite country, your worst country, send us a message on 0427JOY949, or you can send us an email on air@joy.org.au. We're going to come back in a minute. We've got our top 10 places around, top 20 gay destinations around the world. We'd like to know whether you agree or disagree. And we've got top 5 worst countries to go to. Boom, boom, boom. Mm. And some more chatting about where we've all been on our holidays and what we like. We'll come back after this song that may or may not be travel related, Clayton, I think.
Maybe.
You're on Joy.
Joy 94.9.
I don't know where my baby is, but I'll find him. things, things he didn't know, and I was so bad. I don't think he's coming back. He should go, and he said things he hadn't said before, and he was so mad. And I don't think he's coming back, coming back. I did too much lying, wasted too much time. Now I'm here and crying. I've been around the world, and I can't find my baby.
With Michelle on Joy 94.9.
Listening to Stand Up Straight, we have Clayton and Mark, Big Bear Mark, Mark Haddon, and we're talking tonight about travelling and whether, in fact, when you're talking about travelling, is looking at your destination, do you have in mind whether it's a GLBTI inclusive country? Does it cross your mind at all? Do you go to a destination because there's a particular event on? How does that determine where you go and what you do?
Oh, God, yes. All of the above. Yes, yes, yes. Well, the big thing for me is if I travel, you usually travel for a reason. I mean, sometimes you just go to have a holiday. But for being a bear, a lot of the time bears travel is to go to bear events. And there's some big bear events around the world. I mean, now I can always, I always get it wrong, Stitches in Spain.
Stitches. We, none of us know how to say it.
Sorry.
Anyone out there that knows.
Yeah, S-I-T-G-E-S. It's a huge bear event they have every year that thousands of people go to. Provincetown, they have Bear Week in Provincetown. It's in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. It's on Cape Cod. Mm. And I've been to Provincetown, not in Bear Week, unfortunately. I went in winter. But see, even though I was in America and we went to Boston, we hired a car and we drove to Provincetown just to go there because it's a gay town.
So that's why I wonder, is this, so do you seek out certain places at your destination or when you're there, or you, in your case, Mark, it's, that's your motivation for going?
Well, we wanted to go to Boston anyway, but that was one of the motivations for going to Boston was, well, we can nip around to Provincetown and have a look. Mm. And we stayed a couple of days in Provincetown, and even in winter, it was really gay. And it was a great thing to do. And we got to drive around Cape Cod, and we went and saw what's that stone that they have?
Next to each other.
It's like where the first settlers put foot on Plymouth Rock.
Yeah.
So you get to see Plymouth Rock, which is really a tiny little rock, and it's like
they talk it up.
But it's like there are certain events around the world. I went to the very last international bear event that they had in San Francisco. I can't remember what it's called now. IBC, I think it was, the International Bear Convergence.
I'm afraid you're not actually going to get it helping this.
Oh,
year.
Sorry. But it was like that was a couple of years ago. But I timed my travel to coincide with that. Mm. I was actually going to see my partner in the US.
But if you're thinking about a holiday, is it always an ingredient in where you're searching, when you're searching, when you're wanting to go away?
It's actually really much a secondary thing for me. Mm. When I'm in a country, I'll often check out the gay scene or gay elements to it. But for me, travel's not about that. Mm. But sometimes I do travel, and that's a really big part of it. Like when I go, I love Thailand, and there's a great gay scene in Thailand. Mm. So, but I do have a rule that I don't travel to any countries where homosexuality is illegal.
Yeah, well,
yeah, I would have to agree with that.
Can I might sound like an obvious answer, but what are both of your reasons for not wanting to?
Comes down to, for me, it's mostly about if that country is not willing to make my, who I am, legal, then I don't want to give them my money. So
is it a safety thing, though?
It is a safety thing as well for me, yeah.
They can come into it as well, but yeah.
But that's not your it's a fiscal.
Fiscal thing, yeah. I just think they don't deserve my money if they're not going to make me legal.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just feel like I've lived my life so open and out that I don't want to go back into the closet for any reason.
Yeah,
and
it's very valid.
I don't want to go to these countries which I will feel, you know, persecuted, you know. I mean, even I'd love to go to Russia, but now Russia, like I'd love to go to St. Petersburg. That was always on my list of places to go to. Mm. But now it's like,
Singapore.
Oh.
Like, I'd love to go to Singapore, but...
But you won't.
But I won't, yeah. You were going to say something else, but just on that, I will just add, I recently did a talk on this, and still, I think it's about 34% of countries, homosexuality is still criminalised. So that's a pretty big chunk of countries.
And I believe there's still 8 countries which the death sentence still take place.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, even 8 is too much. Mm. You know.
Well, your top 5 countries, Iran, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Mauritania and Nigeria. So, you know, the sad thing for me in a sense is there's parts of the world that I would never set foot in. And I actually agree with your point, Clayton, about them. It's like they don't deserve my money. I couldn't possibly give them anything if they can't accept me and my community and so on. But you've got to look at the danger side of things. I would think you've got to look at your safety, all of those elements. But would you, I suppose, have you ever considered if it's a country that you really want to go to, that you would suppress or hide your sexuality because you really wanted to experience that country?
I haven't yet.
Do you think you'd consider it?
It would have to be something pretty special.
Mm. It'd have to be a really good reason. And yeah, I can't think of one at the moment. So,
yeah, it's and I just because it's the ultimate sacrifice, I would think, is that you're having to sacrifice yourself just for the sake of, you know, experiencing another culture or another, you know, other traditions and that kind of thing. But yeah, I don't know. I wonder if anyone out there has gone to or made a decision that you would not be yourself because you wanted to experience that other culture. Send us an email, 042. You could send us a message on 0427JOY949 or an email on air@joy.org.au. So you've been to a lot of bear events, Mark. Would you...
One or two.
Just a couple. But would you... Is that the only events that you'd go to, or would you, have you been to Pride March, or either have you been to Pride Marches in any other countries?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've been to Pride Marches in a few places. Mm. The best one ever, I think, was I went to London Pride way, way back, I can't even remember the year.
A little while?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. But it's like, you know, and I went to Clapham Common where they were holding the big event, and I was right up the front of the near the stage, and because I'd got there early, and there was one moment where the first performer came on, and I think it was Julian Clary or someone like that, and they went, "Look at the crowd," and I hadn't even thought about it, because I was chatting with the people around me. Mm. I hadn't realised that while I was doing that, the masses of people that had formed behind me, and I looked around and I was stunned.
Tell me what, in your gut or your heart at that moment, do you remember what you felt?
I felt pride. It was pride. It was like, look at our community and look at who we are and where we are.
Mm.
And it was a sense of pride.
Hmm.
It definitely was. It was one of the best moments of my life.
Really?
Well, I was younger than I am now. Yeah. And, you know, and I was travelling on my own, and I was sort of with some people I didn't really know that well. But it was just a great day, you know, and, you know, there was Kylie Minogue on stage and all these people. Like, it was like, it was a brilliant time. But that was many years ago.
And have you been to Pride?
No, I haven't been to any sort of gay festivals overseas. The one that probably is the only one on my wish list would be Folsom Street. I'd love to check that out because I'm sexual stuff is, you know.
What is...
Mark will explain it better than me.
Well, Folsom Street is... It basically started off as... it's a leather fair. So leather stalls, stuff like that. It expanded. It's quite sexually explicit now. Mm-hmm. US obviously has very different laws about public displays of nudity and that than we do in Australia, and they can get away with a lot more over there, surprisingly. And Folsom Street is quite sexually explicit and advanced.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the 70s in one place, really.
Yeah, and it's very... cruising by Al Pacino, you know.
Oh, the movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it, I don't mean specifically, but is it the sense of freedom? Is it like going to Pride, there's an essence of total and 100% acceptance. So in an event like that at Folsom, is it a sense of total and utter freedom? Would that be why?
I think I just want to experience that sexual revolution in its own way, to be free and open with sexuality. So I do a lot of stuff around sexuality in terms of sexual health education with adults and kids and stuff. So I just want to... It's a different sort of experience for me.
Yeah.
It's an education.
Absolutely.
As well. And as we get older, is it that we want to experience the things that we haven't been able to in our youth, and it's a broadening our horizons and not becoming stale or staid, I suppose. I don't know.
And they've actually got one in Berlin now as well.
Oh, do they?
The original is in San Francisco, of course, but there is one in Berlin that's held every year as well. The Berlin one, I believe, is quite interesting.
Berlin would be very interesting. I've recently been to Berlin, but we might save that story till after
we will.
The next break.
And Berlin is 16 of the 16th on the top 20.
I wonder, is there a year on that list?
Yes.
Is it?
I won't say 1950, but no, 2013 is the list.
I think it's going to be higher on more recent
I would have thought so.
I think it's changed
a bit. See, I would have put that higher on my list anyway.
Okay, yeah.
We might put that out there. Yep. Who thinks they know what the top gay travel destination is? Your top five. Stephen, give us your top five. We're going to go for a break. And another song, travel-related,
I dare say.
Yes, there
is another travel one. We're a bit themey tonight.
Very themey tonight. You are on Stand Up Straight on Joy. Ally. Talk it out. Educate yourself. Stand up straight on Joy 94.9. Hi everyone, you are with Michelle, Clayton and Mark, and we're chatting about travel, and it's a pretty massive topic. It's a very, very broad topic, but we're taking a bit of a GLBTI slant. Naturally.
Yes. I mean, there's a whole show dedicated to it on the weekend.
Escape Pod.
Escape Pod with the lovely Mark and
1 o'clock, yes. 2 o'clock.
Oh, two o'clock.
A Saturday afternoon. Fabulous show. I can highly, highly recommend that, Mark and Joe.
Before the gaming show with your lovely offsider.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Critical Hit. Yeah. That's
yes. And Cravings is on prior to that. Look at us.
Well, we know all the teams tonight.
I think they call us, or call me the Joy Stalker, I think. We've had a message come in. Thank you, Claudine. Claudine, you'll actually hear after 8 o'clock. She's part of the Spirit Lounge team. She said last year she went to Bangladesh, where homosexuality is still illegal, but it was for the purpose of LGBTI education. Reality on the ground can vary a lot.
And that's really true. The law doesn't impact how a society runs necessarily, and a lot of those countries that have illegality to their homosexuality have a lot of flourishing gay scenes anyway.
Does it mean, though, that it just has to be pushed more underground, more covert?
Well, yeah, you would think that. I mean, I know that there are like places like Turkey and Egypt. They have more like Egypt. They have a scene, but it's mainly for foreigners, I believe.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's there, and the law seemed to only look at the locals, and when the, you know, if you've got a foreign passport, you sort of get out of jail free card.
Just before the song, we touched on Berlin, and we commented the fact that we thought it would have been a bit higher on the list, which I think it probably is now. Have either of you been to Berlin?
We both have, actually.
Yeah. Funnily enough, though, I went as a tourist, so I didn't go to, and I didn't really experience the gay side of Berlin, which is something I actually do want to go back and do. That would be a motivation for me to go back to Berlin and experience the gay bars of Berlin.
Is it all? I have heard that it's probably one of the most liberated and liberating places to be as a gay person.
Yeah, but when I went, it was quite cold, so that's the people wear more clothes. But
leather.
I'm sensing a bit of theme here.
Yeah. There is certainly a time of year that, like the festivals, where it is very open and people just wear whatever they want. I actually stayed in a gay hotel in a gay area, and actually my T-shirt says Woof Berlin, which is the bear bar in Berlin. I just had to buy the T-shirt. But I stayed at a gay hotel, which I don't often do. Actually, the two places we're talking about later, it was the other one. I stayed at a gay hotel. And it was nice enough, but it just was a little more relaxed. Had some interesting cruising areas inside the hotel. My favourite part, though, was they had three door hangers. One was Don't Disturb. The second one was Make Up Your Room. And the third one was Please Disturb.
Please Disturb.
Please Disturb.
Which was used most often.
Don't Disturb, because we were there. I was there with my partner.
Sure.
But very quickly, I just want to mention my favourite bar was actually probably now my favourite gay bar in the world is in Berlin.
That's a big call.
It's Red Gold One is the name of the bar, and I don't think it counts as advertising if it's overseas.
It's overseas.
Yeah, exactly. Wall to wall record singles. So the walls are covered in record singles.
45s?
Yeah. So every beverage, you get three song choices. You write down on a piece of paper and you give it to the barman, and they pop it on the turntables. And the day I went, it was really quiet. But the guy behind the bar explained everything to me in German. Don't know how I got it, because I speak very little German.
See, good.
Yeah. Cool. I worked it out anyway, and about half an hour. You don't speak German. How did you work out what we're saying? I don't know. Put it together. But it's a great little bar. If you do go to Germany, check it out. It's just a nice little atmosphere. They had the Wall of
unique.
Eurovision. Sorry.
The Wall.
They would have had Texas Lightning there.
They had everything.
Lovely.
And I did impress them with the fact, and they didn't believe me, that Johnny Logan was from Frankston. So, Johnny
which
Logan,
is true.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying you is Mr. Michelle. Eurovision.
Well, I'm going to tell Michael on you.
I know.
Oh, don't dob me in, please.
Johnny Logan won Eurovision twice, and he also wrote another two winning songs for Eurovision.
Oh. And he's from Frankston. They did not believe me. I had to get someone to Google on their phone to prove it.
Put Melbourne on the map. Yeah,
exactly.
Put Frankston on the map.
So, yeah, my Eurovision knowledge impressed. So.
Oh. Exactly. Yeah. Now, Michelle, I'll turn the tables on you a little bit here.
Yep.
Where would you consider a gay destination?
The first name that comes out, the first city would be San Francisco.
Yep.
And would you have thought that too?
I would. It's right up there for me. I mean, for me, San Francisco is gay mecca, gay central.
Mm.
I mean, I have been to San Francisco a number of times. Love the city. Absolutely adore San Francisco. It's beautiful. It reminds me a little bit of Sydney, I have to admit.
I've heard that.
And the Castro is amazing. I was there for a bear event, and they raised the bear flag over Castro Street for the very first time.
Explain what Castro Street is and the Castro, I know.
Castro Street is basically an area of San Francisco, and basically in the 50s, 60s and 70s, it was a bit of a mecca for gay people because it was a bit more... California had better conditions for being gay, I suppose.
A bit more
accepting. The local the local councils and stuff were a bit more accepting, and it became a gay mecca, and everyone used to go to San Francisco to come out.
That's where Harvey Milk was.
That's where Harvey Milk was. That's where the Tales of the City books are set. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the Castro is the area, is the street, Castro Street, where it's a gay village.
Do you think that those types of places in our, you know, in the States, in the UK, Ireland, Scotland, whatever, do they need those areas so much now, do you think? Or they were needed at a time when being gay was not legal or not accepted?
Well, yeah, I still think there's a calling for it. I mean, maybe not so much. Melbourne's a bit of a strange city for me because I've lived before Sydney, for example, you've got Oxford Street, which is a gay strip. You've got King Street, which is in Newtown, which is a gay strip. Even, you know, in London, you've got Soho. Mm. You've got little airy pockets where gay people gather. Mm. Mm. And I always think it's nice. It's like Manchester, you've got Canal Street. You know, you've got these really famous areas. New York is Christopher Street. So you know when you travel, you go there, you're going to feel at home.
You just touched on New York there. I was there about 2.5 years ago with my husband, and I remember walking down one of the little side streets and seeing two guys in beautiful dinner suits looking immaculate, and they just come from wherever, I don't know, but holding hands. And I just had a wave of love is not the word, that's not quite the word, but I had this feeling of
contentment.
It's kind of, and this wave of, oh, you're so lucky you can do that in your city. And I can't even sort of kind of summarize really what I felt, but it was just this beautiful, this feeling of I felt that they would have felt safe and comfortable, and I don't know. I can't quite explain it.
And that's it. I mean, when I was, growing up gay in the 80s and 90s, I lived in Sydney and I loved being on King Street because King Street was home for me, and I could walk up the street hand in hand with my partner, no problems. I'd run into people I'd know, and it was like, you know, it was a great place to be and you felt safe.
Yeah, do you know, I was out for dinner a couple of weeks ago with a family member. He's about 30 and he's gay, and he had his arm around the shoulder of his partner. And I won't say where we were, but we're walking down this street, and as we walked toward a crowd of younger guys, he took his arm away from him. And I don't know why I noticed it, but this subliminal thing that as gay people you have in your mind that you've got to pick and choose where you can have your PDAs and all of that kind of stuff, you know?
I think actually everybody should pick and choose where they have their PDAs anyway.
That's true.
True. But my partner won't do anything in public at all, so I'm just used to it. I don't care. I'll do whatever.
I don't care either. Yeah. But I've been in like I lived in Glasgow for quite a long time, and my partner, well, 3 years I lived in Glasgow, and my partner was a primary school principal.
Okay.
Refused to do anything publicly, refused to go.
Because of his job, though, only?
He was older than me. He was 10 years older than me. I think he had a problem with being gay in public, to be honest. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons we broke up. But it was like I wanted to go and march in Glasgow Pride. And it was like, and he just flatly refused. And in fact, he didn't want me to march because then
outing him in a sense,
if anyone saw that I was there and they related it back to him.
Have you either of you experienced homophobia anywhere that you've been?
No.
No, but I'll give you a quick funny story. Mm-hmm. The only place I've been really hassled, and it was in King Street in Newtown, and the reason I was hassled wasn't because I was gay, it's because I was walking along the street with a lesbian friend of mine, and a minibus full of lesbians thought we were straight. And they yelled out the window to us. It was like, you know, brr, 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 brr. Yeah. So we got harassed for being straight, and it was like, Hello.
Do you feel my pain?
Yeah.
We're going to go for a quick break and come back. You're listening to Stand Up Straight with Clayton, Mark and Michelle.
Joy 94.9.
This is your captain speaking. I'd like to welcome you aboard this Eurovision flight. The duration will be 3 minutes exactly. Now sit back, relax and enjoy the flight.
You're listening to Michelle on Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9. She's my mum.
And for anybody out there, you are listening to Stand Up Straight. You are not listening to Eurovision,
no,
are we?
No, you're
Mark,
not.
Come on.
That was my choice of song. I admit it.
Tell us
it.
Why.
Well, because you said it was about travel today, and one of my dream destinations, and it's not a destination as such, it's the event.
The event.
It's Eurovision.
Mm.
I desperately want to go to Eurovision one year. I'm so jealous of Michael who does Eurovision because almost every... He's not going this year, by the way. I've asked him.
Oh, calls himself a fan.
I know. Oh. But he, like last year, he went over to Eurovision and it was like... And the year before that, he was at Eurovision and I got immensely jealous because I'd love to go. I've been a big fan of Eurovision.
Where
years.
Is it this year?
This year it's in Sweden.
Sweden. Ooh.
Yes.
How close did he get to Måns Zelmerlöw?
He talked to him. Oh. He was there. He was like, oh yeah.
Thank you for that interesting piece of music. I can't say that, Mark, I would normally chose that myself. No, it's good. Who was it?
You were having a great laugh.
I did have a bit of a chair dance, I do have to admit that.
Is it Scoot? Is that
Scooch, I think.
Scooch. Yeah. Mm. They did hideously in the contest.
But very badly.
It's quite a fun song. Mm.
Do we say it's a pretty gay-sounding song?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. We've had a message in from Brad. Thank you for taking the time to send us a message, Brad. He actually says he disagrees with the San Francisco-Sydney comparison. He found that the people and the vibe of San Francisco more in line with Melbourne than Sydney.
Mm.
Both San Francisco and Berlin are his favourite gay tourist cities. He lived in London, but it was prior to him coming out, so he doesn't really know the gay scene in London. Thank you, Brad. Love getting messages. It gives us some food for thought as well.
And we know people are listening
and
that
true.
Way.
Well, I didn't want to make a sound desperate there, Clayton. Have you... I'm going to ask both of you the same question. What's your favourite destination?
My favourite holiday destination, especially around gay culture, is Bangkok.
What? Just Bangkok or Thailand in general?
I love Thailand in general, but I've only been to the northern parts. I haven't been southern, but I really love Thailand as a holiday destination. I think I've been to Bangkok 4 times.
And so. Tell us why.
Well,
sell it to me.
I've been there as well. It's an interesting place.
It is very
fascinating.
Interesting.
Yeah. People are so beautiful and warm.
They are.
And
it's a very relaxed place to be gay. Yeah. Like, you can walk around most parts of the streets and you can hold hands. It won't be a problem because it's actually culturally appropriate for two guys to hold hands.
So is that one of the reasons that you like it for that reason?
Definitely. But there's also, I quite enjoy some of the bars in Hong Kong. That's where I lived. in Thailand, Bangkok, where the gentlemen walk around just in their underwear.
Very little.
And sometimes less than their underwear. And sometimes they have sex on stage.
Yes, I was very young and naive when I went to Bangkok. And I went to a gay bar. And I was a bit shocked that it wasn't like a gay bar in Australia.
Mm.
It was like, you got sat down and there was a show.
For you directly?
Well, or no, for everyone.
Everyone. And you could have dinner after the show if you like, but that's a different story.
if you liked it, yeah.
Yeah, but it's... that's not so much a gay bar in Thailand. It's just like a go-go bar, basically.
Go-go bar, yeah.
There are actually other gay bars in Thailand which are more what we would consider to be... There's even a bear bar in
really?
Bangkok. Yeah, there's a bear bar in Bangkok. I have been there. And I've been to a bar... it's called Telephone, and I don't know if the telephones still work, but when it first opened, there were telephones in all the tables. So if you like someone, you just call the number and just talk to them on the telephone.
Cute.
Yes, actually, it's quite a nice little bar.
I think it's a really nice idea, actually.
Yeah, but also shopping is very awesome.
Oh, of course.
Bangkok shopping is amazing.
Yeah. I do love it. And I really, really enjoy Chiang Mai. I think Chiang Mai is a beautiful place.
I love Chiang Mai too.
I love Chiang Mai too. Yeah.
Up north.
I did the best cooking school ever in Chiang Mai.
So did we. And for anybody that ever wants to go to a cooking course, try it in any country you can. But
absolutely.
Thailand in particular, because you go and do your shopping for the food, then you go and cook it, then you sit down, you eat it. It's the most phenomenal experience.
I've done 3 cooking classes in Thailand, so because I love it.
It's an amazing place. We took the train from Bangkok up to Chiang Mai overnight. That in itself is an experience. Mark, what's your favourite place?
Oh, this is a hard one. Look, I'm going to go... For an experience, I definitely want to go back to Provincetown during Bear Week. But where I've actually been, I would say Chicago was one of the best places I've been, to Boys Town. It's quite very friendly, I have to say. Probably one of the friendliest cities I've been to.
Wow.
Really love Chicago. I'd love to go back there. There's so many places.
There are. It's a
Paris,
hub, yeah.
Paris, Edinburgh. There's so many nice places.
There's actually a boy town in Thailand, in Bangkok too. But that's
okay.
Sort of boy town.
Okay,
and it might be worth something about boys on stage in underwear again. But yeah.
So I don't have a favourite destination, but I have, because I cannot choose, and I'm the host, so I can break the rules for me.
Of course you can.
But my dream destinations is to follow Pride around the world, or to go to all the prides, something like that. That's a real dream for me. Yeah.
And one of my other, so just quickly, I've always wanted to get to Iceland. To Reykjavik, because we've the lovely Jonathan Duffy's across there now as well.
Living
there currently. But it was, because I lived in Glasgow, Iceland Air used to make Glasgow its hub in Europe. And every year I was like, I'm going to go there for the Bear Week. And I never got there. So ever since then, it's been a thing.
It was the first country in the world to elect an openly gay head of state, and all LGBTI people in Iceland have the same rights as everyone else, regardless of their sexuality, sexual orientation, every single 100% equality. There's we could do a whole show on Iceland. I think we might get a phone of
get Jonathan on the phone.
Get Jonathan on the phone. So we're going to say goodnight. We're going to say goodbye. Thank you, firstly, to the people who have taken the time to send a message in, because it really is important. And thank you for being part of the show. Thank you very much, Clayton, for panelling. Thank you, and talking, and I am endeavouring to let you speak a little bit more from now on. thank you, Mark. What's coming up on the Woods really quickly?
Really quickly, we've got an author, Carmine Caputi, who's coming on. We'll be talking about, he's going around Australia on a book tour. He's got a wonderful book out about enriching your life.
Beautiful. So some other folks that are going to enrich your lives at 8 o'clock are the Spirit Lounge. They're going to be talking about Pride Shabbat, which is next Friday night. Thank you, everyone. See you next week. You've been listening to Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.